The scene could be a bleak one. A hospital room, a patient near death, and no family or loved ones present during their final moments. But David Wynn and Carolyn Lyon are determined to prevent anyone from dying alone. David and Carolyn are volunteers at St. Joseph Hospital in Orange, California, where they sit at the bedside of dying patients. David has been doing these vigils since 2008, and Carolyn began in 2011. When they get a call from the hospital staff that someone is alone and nearing death, David and Carolyn rush to the hospital, even in the middle of the night, to sit by the side of a stranger.
They have no one for various reasons. You know, they've outlived family. They've never married.
For some reason, I always wonder about the person's mother. She saw him first, and I saw him last. It was her and me that are the bookends of this person's life. So each time that I leave a patient who has died, there is this element of sadness. But I remember this one gentleman that I was with, the nurses said that he was estranged from his family. And I was sitting there with him, and I heard somebody at the door. It turns out it's his son. And he, I guess, felt a little bit uncomfortable, and so he asked me to stay. And then his sister came in. And these are people that hadn't seen each other in maybe 10 or 20 years. They were apologizing to each other. I remember the daughter saying, you know, I don't even know why I was angry at you. I don't even remember. And they made this reconciliation at the very end of his life like that. And they said, we're going to try to be a family again. You know, we talk about the last senses to go would be the sense of touch and hearing. And I hope that there was enough left of the dad that he had some sense that this bad situation had been healed through his death. And I felt like, you know, just this feeling of honor that I was part of this.